an all-expenses-paid trip in a fun city with two party animals. It had been very difficult for me to stay dry for 31 days. The obsession spoke to me every day. I arrived late on a Friday and managed not to drink that night. The next morning at the show, I was offered the gift that changed my life. Our Hawaiian sales rep seemed frustrated. I thought he was disappointed that he hadn't managed to write an order for a couple he had just finished working with. I went over to console him. He said no, his mood had nothing to do with the couple. Instead, he explained that just this week he had lost his girlfriend, dropped out of school, lost his apartment, and also lost his full-time job. He added, "I'm an alcoholic. I've been sober for a year and a half, except I just drank again this past week. I'm a mess about it." At that very instant, I heard one word in my head. The word was now. I knew it meant say something now. To my amazement, I spoke the words, "Mike, I think I'm one too." Mike's mood instantly changed. I recognize now it was hope. We started talking. Among other things, I told him I hadn't had a drink for about a month, but didn't go to AA. When he asked why I had avoided AA, I told him it was because I didn't think I had hit bottom. Somehow he didn't laugh, but said, "You hit bottom when you stop digging." He took me to my first three AA meetings. It was the second meeting that clinched my resolve to pursue sobriety. There were about 35 people in attendance, but the space was small, so the meeting seemed very crowded. Being from out of town, I stood up and introduced myself when asked to.